It is a privilege here today to speak with Marek Kozakiewicz, the director of Silent Love. Marek, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
The film's beautiful. It's an absolutely touching and warm and just it's a beautiful piece. I was wondering, how did you get involved with the project? Let's start there.
I knew my protagonist for a long time, and because my mother comes from a nearby village, so we knew each other, and we were talking about making a documentary together. Although in the beginning I didn't know anything about Maya, so I didn't know that the film would end up the way it is. So the moment I started documenting the project, my protagonist was when the mother of two siblings passed away, and they had to deal with with that, and the sister was 35 back then, and her brother Milos was 14, and she wanted to try to become the legal guardianship for him. And I started to just documenting how a new family is being born, and how the two siblings and try to build their new life without the mother. And then during shooting, it occurred that there is someone more in the story, and this is Maya, the long-term partner of Agnieszka, the sister of Milosz. And I didn't know anything about her, and Agnieszka trusted me and told me for the first time about her, about that relationship that she wasn't talking, that they were hiding, they weren't telling anyone about. So I became the first person they could, Agnieszka could start talking about it. And of course, right from the beginning, I thought it would be brilliant to make a film about it, but I also thought it would be impossible, because how to show something in the film that they wanted to hide and they were hiding. So it was a very long process for us to get the trust and build the relation, and for them to really want to be a part of the film. But at the same time, at some point, it just became obvious that the film cannot be about something else, because that was the what was going on in their lives.
See, it is fascinating because, like you said, it almost feels that way watching it. It feels like you started making out a piece about one thing, and it pulled you. You hear these stories about people being pulled in another direction once the film starts unfolding. And actually, I think that's part of the charm of the film is that you've got two incredible stories happening on at the exact same time, and this other one feels almost unexpected. And working with Agnieszka, am I pronouncing it right? Agnieszka and Maya,
Yes.
what were those conversations like? Because again, yes, this is their relationship was hidden, hidden secret. And here we're inviting them to share it with the world, put it and make public document of it. What were those conversations like?
Yeah, it was a long process. The shooting of the film and the editing lasted 5 years. So in the if so throughout the whole film, they started making their first coming outs, and they started telling about their relationship to their families, and open up to them about it. We also and my the first screening was for their families to show them, to get their acceptance, of course. And I always said that whatever we shoot, if you will not want it to be in the film, you will just delete it from the film, it won't be there. So they had this feeling of feeling safe, that if they will not want anything in the film, that we will just it will just not be there. And actually, even if they wouldn't want the film wouldn't be there as well. So they knew it's their decision, not mine. but they also, it was a process for them to emancipate, so they would gain more and more strength and more feeling proud of who they are and of their relationship and also, I mean, before we were premiering, they were really ready for it, and they were wanting it, and they were waiting for it. And also the amount of good energy that they got from all the Polish, because they took part in all of the Polish premieres and screenings and Q&As, and they would also give some very honest interviews to Polish media about their relationship, about the family they were building. And it... We were afraid of how that would affect them, but what happened was that, I mean, it for them personally and for them as a family, it only strengthened them, and also they got a total acceptance from their families, so they got this and they are talking about they are very honest now in the family, so they have a structure that supports them. But in the village, although the villagers, they knew they were a couple, and they know about it, but they do not confront them with it. And also they, Agnieszka and Maja, they also don't show any affection, or they don't talk about their relationship in the village. So the status quo is in a way the same as it was before the film. Nothing really changed in the village. But the villagers are good for them in a way. There's no, there hasn't been any aggression towards them or nothing. Maja works in the same village in a farming company, and she's accepted there as well, so they are accepted there. And sometimes can also be as it is with my protagonist, that they, in a way, they are accepted. Well, at least as long as they don't talk about it. Of course, we don't know what would happen if they started showing affection to each other publicly in the village.
Actually, that is, hearing what you're saying there, that's incredible, because it, From what I understand, you're saying the village has no issue, but like you said, maybe it would change if they were more outspoken. But certainly the people that know them best seem to support them, but they live in a very difficult and oppressive a time, and I don't know if nation is the right word. I don't know if it's all of Poland, but I guess my question is, has there been a movement, has there been advancement in the time from the beginning of this of this project to its completion? Has anything changed?
I mean, the political situation is still difficult. The right-wing party is ruling Poland, and they make LGBT people their enemies to gain votes. And I mean, the villagers, I wouldn't say they are supporting Aga and Maja, but they are not disturbing them in that case, and in that way they are supporting, in not disturbing them, but the political situation in Poland is difficult, and it's not becoming better. So we hope that maybe in the in 1 year there will be new elections, maybe something will change, but so far it's becoming more and more right wing and more conservative, and the worst thing is that they have made the public TV their political tube, and the things they tell about LGBT people is horrifying, and it can really make them not wanting to live in Poland. Or so everyone, when they see our film in Poland, everyone asks, why wouldn't they just move to Germany? Well, why do they stay in Poland? And the answer is that Milos, he didn't want to move. You know, he was he and also the psychologist suggested for Miloš to stay in the village not to change his whole surrounding after the death of the mother. So they stay there, but actually they are doing quite well there, and they like it, and they don't want to move from there now. Agnieszka and Maja, they want to stay there. Miloš now is 19 after 5 years of shooting, so now he is wanting to move abroad in a way. But Agnieszka and Maja, they found their place there and they feel comfortable there.
Well, you know, speaking of Miloš, it's funny because the film, as we said, begins with his journey with Agnieszka. And I mean, it continues throughout the entire film. It opens and closes with that journey. But I was just wondering, from your perspective, and I mean, you're not him, but what did you notice most about his journey? Because, I mean, he's dealing with a lot of things here. There's a lot of things. There's the grief of the loss of his mother, the challenges of his sister, you know, the wrestling with it. Even you see the conversation with, he's talking with his friend saying, oh, well, you know, so has your sister gotten married yet? And, oh, no, you know, there's sort of this. What did you notice most about him throughout this process?
I mean, one thing is that he was really missing the father figure because his father died before he was born. So he would really miss the father figure, and Maja became that for him. So now he really wants to wear the same clothes and Maja, have the same hair style, have the same car, bike, everything as she has. And in a way also I became a father figure for him because I mean, really, it's like a new family. I mean, right from the beginning of the moment when the family was starting to build and them being together, it was like me being a part of them as well. And they accepted me and they took me to their family. So I have a strong relationship with Miloš, and whenever something happens, he always calls me even, things he doesn't want to tell to Agnieszka and Maja, he somehow feels he can tell me, and so he went through a lot. He really, Agnieszka is the closest person he has and he had in a way after mother, so the fact that she decided to stay there with him was, for him, I think, was the best thing that could happen because it was the closest person he had. And Maja joining, from my point of view, gave him a lot, gave him the second, in a way, leg. Like Aga is one leg and then Maja is the second leg. Mm-hmm. And Agnieszka has a bit different way of raising him, in a way. More strict and Maja treats him more in a partner way, and of course it is also, I mean, it's also challenges for him. It's not only, I mean, it's also in a way a kind of a burden that he got on his back because he in a way also has to be he became a part of LGBT family, and in a way he didn't choose it, so he and I mean, it's not a burden, it's something beautiful, but for other people in this village, it is something that might make him some stuff more difficult in the village. So of course there are moments that it is challenging for him, but they keep very close to each other, and he's doing really well. He started working now. He passed his driving license exam. He has his own car now, so he can, because it's a small village. So whenever you want to drive somewhere, you need to have a car. So he has his own car now. So he can do whatever he wants in a way now, and it's easy for him to find a job outside the village as well, because he can drive easily. And he's doing really well. The whole family is doing really well. So it's really relieving. And at least so far, I mean, the film is already almost a year after premiere, or like half a year, more than half a year, and still the whole everything that's happening around the film so far is really making them stronger and making them feeling more better about themselves. So there hasn't been any situations that the film would somehow put them in a difficult situation. So far, let's hope it will stay like that.
You know, you mentioned something there that, you know, we often forget when we're sitting in a theater or watching a film unroll, is that the amount of time you've spent with this family. You know, when we're handed a documentary, we don't often think of the fact of the times when the camera is not rolling, because every documentary filmmaker generally wants to stay off camera. But you are with these, you're with the three of them, you're spending time with them, you're building relationships. And I'm just listening, even to the way that you've connected with Milos is incredible. That's amazing. With that being said, with that in mind, this is a film that talks about the nature of family. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, if you think the meaning of the word family has changed, or have we just been missing it? Or is it the same as it's always been?
I think it's the basic structure of a socializing in every person's life, and in that way, what we get out of family is we go with it throughout the whole life. So in a way, it is the most important element that can either, put some weight on us that we will have to learn how to lose and how to deal with, or that can help us, give us some tools on how to cope in a world that generally is not so warm and so can be a hard place to live. Family. Whether it has changed the meaning of family. For me, the family is love, in a way. If there's love in the family, everything else will work well. The true love, I mean, not toxic love, not... then it will work fine. But that's what also, like, really made me fall in love. And that's why I put so much effort and so much time in, and I really wanted to be a part of the family as well, because I really felt so much love in the relation between Milos and Aga. It was the first thing that struck me so strongly, that they're like, I remember the first time I went there with my camera, I would go there and I didn't really know what the film would be about. Of course, I knew it would be about dealing with death and trying to cope with the loss of the mother. But actually what I found there the first day I came there with the camera was they were making a cake, and there was so much love in it, and they would laugh, although it was so close to the death of the mother, and they would, and there was so much, their relationship was so beautiful and incredible that I, in a way, it made me really want to be a part of it and really feel that it is something that is needs to be shown.
Yeah, that comes across on screen. Well, even the title of the film is Silent Love. But that's so embedded in the environment that you've seen from, and even with Agnieszka has, you know, it's not easy for them all the time. Certainly not even just because of the court case, but you could just see the challenges for her and her relationship grow with with a teenage brother slash son that right before us. It's but the love she has for him is incredible, and for Maya. You know, the film, like I said, is a beautiful piece. But what do you hope that audiences take away?
What they take from the film?
Take away from the film, yes.
Yeah, I think the warmth of it, in a way. I mean, because I really didn't want to make a drama. I mean, of course, the drama and the tension is there in every scene. It's there beneath everything because of the situation that has that does have this tension. But it is full of warmth. It is full of love at the same time, and there is a lot of humor as well. And I think what. For me, how I saw it, and it also occurred that it was also very important for my protagonist, as they found it, was that it's not just a drama. It has a lot of warmth. It has a lot of feel good emotions in it, and it shows that no matter what the situation is, I mean, if you have this. If the love is there, every moment in a way is beautiful and can be beautiful and important, no matter how difficult it is. And I would love the film to be like a warm coat that you put on and you feel better after watching the film, in a way.
I appreciate that. Merrick, I really appreciate your time, and certainly the story that you were able to share with us as well. Thank you so much. Wish you the best of the festival and with the film. Thank you so much.
Thank you.